This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richie Ote is, he was doing a cruise. Like,
I know.
Take a cruise somewhere.
How could that happen from the last show until today?
And tell us nothing.
Crickets.
Tell us nothing about it. And I'm really disappointed. Not only that he didn't tell us, but they didn't invite us.
Yeah.
I know. Like, you know, you ever see that commercial with those guys hanging around talking about tacos, and the black dude walks up and he goes, "I like tacos too." You ever see that one? No, you don't watch TV. You stream your stuff. So that's like, I like, you know, vacations too, Rich. We would have gone.
What is that all about?
That is the really good
question.
Even
Wade didn't know.
I know. What's up, Wade? How are you, brother?
Well, and, you know, I only see Rich, you know, from time to time.
Yeah.
So is there some pattern we don't know about where maybe a crisis happens and Rich suddenly disappears for a few days and then comes back and, oh, I was on a cruise. Yeah,
right.
That's it. I was on a cruise.
Yeah.
But I heard something happened in North Korea. No, pay no attention to that. I was just on a cruise.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. So, lots of interesting stuff going on, including stuff going on right around our table right here. Mary, I'm so sorry. Mary's mommy died.
Aww. Yeah, yesterday.
Sorry.
Trippy. You know.
Well, you knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming, but still, it's a trip.
Yeah, trip. How? Like,
I'm conflicted. It's like my main concern is that she's at peace.
Mm-hmm.
But so many emotions and just so much that is going on. I really can't make heads nor tail of it. And I know that it'll be a blur after her funeral.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe I'll sort it out in due time. But I am going to another funeral tomorrow. Remember that gal I told you, the mom of the...
Oh, God, that is the most torturous story. Like, it's almost as bad as another thing that I don't really want to talk about, but if we have time, maybe we will, just since we're on this subject today. But she choked on a piece of steak.
Yes.
A piece of meat.
I don't know what it was.
Mother of how many children?
Two.
Two children in her early 40s?
She's, I think, 50.
Oh, 50. Well, regardless, still way too young.
Well, yeah, her boys went to school with Sterling and Portia. To school with Sterling and Portia.
Yeah, and unfortunately, she ended up in a coma, and then she never came out of it.
She didn't have oxygen for like 15 minutes.
Oh, God, that is just... I will say that of all the things that we deal with in life, that whole mystery around how we die and when we die, and like, it's just, you cook a meal, you sit around the table with your family, you're eating, and the next thing you know,
you're unconscious and gone. So like, oh, there was God. Okay, and at the same, well, the grade school where my kids went, that same like week, a father of a kindergartner died.
How?
I don't know. I don't know, heart attack or something.
Something.
So we can't take life for granted. Even driving from my home to the studio, I'm aware to be extremely careful.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my kids are just a big chunk of my heart in a physical body running around. And Sterling just got her license Monday. And,
ooh.
Right?
That's, yikes.
So I'm...
Is she 16 or 18? How do they do it here?
You get your permit at 15 and a half.
Okay. So it is 16.
And then 16, you can get your license. But she's 17 and a half. She was not in a hurry.
Okay.
And I was totally fine with that.
Right.
Whereas Portia's already got the car keys.
Oh,
and she doesn't even have her permit yet. She wants them.
They were talking about raising that to 18, which I thought actually was a decent idea.
It's a great idea.
16 is still so dang young. Like, I look at 16-year-olds and I'm like, oh my God, you're way too young to be driving.
I know.
Doing anything, let alone driving a vehicle. So you're driving around now more consciously aware of how you were driving? What are you saying?
I'm just probably more than the average bird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just aware that people die. People die fast. They die suddenly. They die by tripping on a sidewalk or whatever it can be, just make sure that you get an idea. Oh, I should call so-and-so. Make the call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait.
Well, I was just going to say, if I can encourage, you know, that kind of same sentiment. What was the deal, Mary? I just remember it because it's talked about on, like, women's shows. Take the party dress out of the closet. Yeah. You may
no,
never
that
get
was,
the
that
chance
was me.
To...
I said that, actually.
Oh, okay.
My party dress. Yeah, but you may not actually get a chance to wear it. Is that
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, fundamentally, like you're saying, do it now, right? Mm-hmm. The best time, what is it? The best time to start a project is yesterday.
Right.
The second best time is right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know I'm a freak, but I went and buttoned up all of my living will trust, and I have an appointment to get funeral insurance to get my funeral ready and paid off. My mom did that, which was helpful. Mm-hmm. I mean, you still have to go into the mortuary, but take responsibility for who you are and leave something for your family.
Yeah, you'll have to report back on how that works. I actually should probably have more information about how that works, since for those who don't know, my wife is a funeral director and embalmer. She's now working back of house. She had been working front of house for some time. But when you say an insurance policy, do you actually pay for it in full, or do you make monthly?
You can make monthly payments, or you can pay it in full. Mm-hmm. And basically you...
So you're paying for the service. You're paying for the plot of land to be buried. You're paying for all
exactly.
of that.
You can. You get a laundry list of things that you can choose from, and they write all your wishes down.
So do you go cheap on your own funeral?
I would personally.
Well, I mean, that should say something right there, right?
Yeah.
So what do you, those are the type, like pine box versus like gold laden, 12 gauge
marble
metal,
mausoleum.
Right?
Marble mausoleum.
And you can buy caskets online. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy it from the mortuary.
So there you go. See, and who says that, you know, you can't learn a lot here at Reinvention
Radio?
That's what I'm saying.
So, I just think everyone should plan their own funeral.
That, you know what?
Right down to the songs, the readings.
I think that's a great idea.
The venues.
Because otherwise, people will sit here and I know on my wife's phone, she has told me that one of her notes that you can, you know, you can leave notes, right, on your phone. One of the notes that she has are very specific. Now, she didn't pay for it. She didn't pay for her funeral. She's leaving that to me, of course, but she didn't do the insurance.
You can plan it without paying.
Well, that's what she's doing. So on her notes, it's like, this is what I want, right? So these are her wishes, so that when she dies, it's very clear she wants this and she wants this and she wants that. And of course, I'm not going to listen to any of that, but that's what she wrote down. I'm kidding. I'm just jokes. I'll listen. I'll honor that.
I just gave him the eye.
She could be the eye. But that's a good idea too,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you could leave a note and a description and
so I have a safe at home, so I have a big binder that has everything in it.
That was a bit. You did a big hand motion there. That was like 18 binder. That was
yes,
like 2 feet. That's
right?
That's a big binder.
So it has everything in there, and I told my brother, you're managing everything. He's like, great. But also, give them the password to your cell phone somewhere.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Or leave your thumb behind. You know,
it only works for a little while,
right?
You gotta heat it in the microwave.
And if you have a safe, you have to entrust someone, your executor, with your code to your safe. Like I have a safe, so people have to know how to access all my stuff.
Sure.
So I just think but I'm a queen of take responsibility for yourself.
Yeah.
And this is. In the end days, just have it all ready to go.
Yeah, and part of that responsibility is really true, as you're saying here, making sure that people have the ability to understand what your wishes are, and so that would be a great way then to take responsibility. And what's Kelly saying?
Kelly's saying, I don't want a funeral; I want a party. Celebrate and laugh, just so y'all know.
There's actually a TV show. I forget what the name of it is. I forget what channel it is. I'm being absolutely unhelpful.
but at least we can go check it out.
But there's something out there where they have these amazing parties for the deceased. And there are funeral homes who specialize in like these extravagant, almost like, kind of like a wedding planner, right?
I mean, that's cool.
But like these huge, extravagant to-dos. And I forget what the name of the show is. I forget what channel it's on. Not helping at all. But it was like, I was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
That sounds fun.
Well, is that Awake? Or is that the same thing as
Irish
Awake?
Yeah.
Right? With the New Orleans. I mean, think about like the New Orleans jazz band, right? Going through the streets, carrying the body and the casket and the jazz, you know, and the drums and the umbrellas, and they're, you know, doing their whole thing.
Or about, how about the Viking one where they just burn you on a ship? That'd be a heck of a party.
See, now, here's what I would do is, like, just as my last going away kind of thing, if I was in that body, I'd douse myself with gasoline.
Oh, brother.
Just, like, as my last thing, right? If I knew I was dying, so when they put me in that box and they lit me on fire, then, like, it would take the whole ship down with it. Like, if I was, like, a really, just like, you know, oh, a Viking, you know,
no, let's just
take everybody with me.
So I'm going to tell them in my wishes, maybe I'm going to take that stance. They're going to have to go to mass first. Right. I'll make it 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then
a 2-hour.
They
mass.
All have to stand around and say something positive about me,
I
and then they
Mary.
Could just go party.
All right, yay! Richie is here.
Richard's
back.
Here,
yay. Just in time.
And
oh,
we
man.
Will be talking to you about and that. Cruise.
We will. We have. We're going to have a word with you, son. We are going to talk to you. All
on
right,
the next
my friend.
Sound off me.
All right. Well, look, big hugs, big love to you, Mary Goulet, and yeah, we just.
There you go.
Wish you the best on this. And so we'll miss you next week because
yes.
obviously you will be with Mama and the fam. And we will miss you, but we certainly understand. And we love you, Mary Goulet.
Thank you. Love you guys, too.
All right, guys. We will talk to you next time here on The Sound Off on Reinvention Radio. I will talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.